to me.
Oh, I like it loud. I like how I like to start the week like that, Danny boy. Welcome everybody to another episode here on Exotica TV. The show's name, Dan?
The Happy Hour-ish.
That's right.
Why? Because we're happy and it's an hour-ish long.
Cheers, Danny boy. Tink.
Wait, hold on.
What's you drinking?
Oh, I didn't even have my mic next to me. No, that sounds better. It's a
testicles.
Arnold Palmer spiked half and half.
Oh, see, you picked on me last week about my, what was it? What was I drinking last week?
White Claws.
Jack. White Claw.
Dude, this is a little bit different. There's at least there's a guy on here.
Oh, yeah, that makes him more manly. Of course.
I still, dude, after doing this over a year now, I can never get it right which side to go to.
Nope.
I need an arrow behind me. That's what I'm going to start doing.
Just say to you're to my right. You are to my right, Dan. If I were to put my arm right around your big bulbous head, you would be right there.
My big bulbous head.
Your big bulbous head. So, Danny boy.
Yes.
What a week, man. What another week, another notch on our belt. Another week closer to Exotica, Chicago.
Things I tried to turn in my resignation before because I can't take any more shit. Happening.
No, you're not allowed. There will be no resignations accepted until 2029.
I want to be a landscaper where I just mow a lawn and I don't have to think about anything. Get in shape, all that stuff.
Get in shape, be in the best shape of your life, maybe join a rock band. So what's happening on your end of the Exotica world, Dan? What do you have going on this week?
I've been talking to a lot of exhibitors. They're signing up. Been booking a bunch of stars that are coming.
Who you got? Well, come on, name some off the top.
Who we got? Jesus, Brittany Amber is coming now. Nicolette Shea, Vicky Chase,
okay.
Stormy Daniels. Who else we got? Rhea Sunshine. Jesus, how can I forget Rhea? Rhea Sunshine, April O'Neil, Brooklyn Chase, Alex Cole, Keisha Gray.
Okay,
Jamie Jett, Jillian Jansen.
Stop right there.
Katie Morgan and Evan Stone, Jay.
Are we talking about just one show with all of these people?
One show.
One
Kit Mercer.
Jesus Christ, man. I'm telling you.
And more to come. Amy Fantasy.
Man, I saw a, did you see the appearance submission that came through about 20 minutes before the show started? I didn't ask you about this off air. Did you? Okay.
Yeah. So, I saw that one.
Yeah.
Harley Dean?
Yes. So we got all kinds of things cooking. Like,
heads or tails, Jay?
Our hotels are about to sell out. They'll be sold out. They may be by today, but definitely by Monday. Ticket sales are ahead of where they've ever been in Chicago. Well, so,
our original block is sold out. We will be taking a neighboring block or a block in the hotel next door. There's still plenty of places to stay in Rosemont, people.
Right. Don't cancel your plans yet.
And you can
don't do it at all.
We can all congregate in the same place because we're vaccinated.
Yes, we are. We're waxed and vaxxed, baby. Well, waxed, I speak for myself.
I'm not waxed.
It's the only way to go. From the neck down, actually.
You wax your chest?
No, I don't, dude. I just don't grow body hair, so I'm naturally smooth.
You're smooth.
I am. Smooth.
I'm hurt sweet.
I'm like, nope. See.
Her sweet.
Oh, that's a good man. Word.
Anyway, so dude, we're excited though. We are what, 28 days away?
28.
I don't know.
28. Don't do it.
I was gonna ask her.
No, it's I'll take your word for it. It's 28.
I don't think it is. Alexa, how many days away is April?
Don't you hate when you do that? You say something and you forget what you're saying midstream or like whatever, and Alexa's all fucked up. Listen, 28 days. 20 days, people. Get your shit.
That's what we're going with.
That's what we're
like
going
that.
In. That's what we're going with.
Does Siri know?
I'm not even.
How many days away is July 16th?
Oh my God.
It was 337 days ago. So now we got to do fucking math, Jay. This isn't working.
No. We're moving on, Dan. Come on.
We're going to keep up. Yeah. You know what? But look, we got
this
a lot of great stars.
This has been the longest 5 minutes of my life.
I know. A lot of great stars coming. But you know what? We got two stars on our show today. Check out the segue. We are becoming pros at this shit. We are our biggest fans.
We are.
But you guys are all their fans, and they're way better look at than we are. please welcome to the show the one and only Liv Revamped and Melina Kane.
All right. What's happening, ladies?
It's about time.
I know. I'm sorry.
What did you do, Dan?
I don't know. We left poor Melina all alone in Las Vegas there. I'm kidding. We know you're not in Las Vegas.
We're going to go right back to it. You need to dive deep into the archives to be able to figure this one out.
Melina actually came on with us once before, Liv, and came back again. So it can't be too bad unless she just wants to get revenge on us.
That's true.
You had fun, right, Melina? You had fun last time.
Yeah. She said it was okay. I had to take that damn Star Wars line out of my publish thing. I was like, everyone gets too excited that they think I like Star. I mean, I do like Star Wars.
Oh.
We all are like way more into it than I am. I'm like, we got to take it out. Everyone gets bummed. I don't know which movies is which one's which.
Oh, this. Can you say it again before I have to look it up? Because I will.
What?
What it actually said? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I just remember it was like a list of movies I like, because it's like a generic question. Okay. Everyone's like, what movies do you like? And I like spit it out. And then every guy's like, I'm like, yeah. They're like, what's your favorite movie? And I'm like, whoa, not that much. I'm like, I like the characters.
I like the ones with the robots and the fucking
I don't know which movie is which. And I don't know where they go in the timeline.
So what's interesting, though, is like every kind of group or whatever has like their aficionados, right? You know, the guys that watch Star Wars and know like the difference between the, you know, whatever lightsaber and somebody else, you know, whatever. But dudes and adult are that like that too. Like it's amazing. We see them at our shows sometimes. Like guys will walk in and they'll be like, oh, so and so, she was on December, you know, 2011 Hustler Pro magazine, and they misprinted the cover. You're like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, seriously? You know this stuff? Dude, and that's just Dan.
Liv, are you like into like, well, Liv's got like some kind of like fantasy, like crazy, like Lord of the Rings kind of thing behind her or something, I think.
Are you talking what's it behind about you? My cam space?
Yes, I like it.
What is it? What is it?
I like it.
It's just like my little cam space. This is my bedroom, so it's like when I need like a nice, colorful background, I'll like turn on some lights, and it looks all fantastical.
you have the four phases of the moon there.
Yep.
And what's on the pillowcase?
Strawberry shortcake. Oh, so close.
Oh, just flowers.
Those are super cute. I like those.
Thank you.
Strawberry shortcake. Yeah, you're old, dude. Who the fuck is Strawberry Shortcake?
I don't know. She was like an 80s cartoon.
I know who she is. I actually know who she is.
Really?
I know who it is, too. I'm just giving Jay a
That's
hard
because
time
Dan's been around for like 137 years. So he's seen it all. He's like a vampire.
No, I've been working with this guy and that ladies for almost 15 years. And when I met him, I had a full head of hair. There was no gray whatsoever.
Dude, seriously, look what he's put me through.
He destroyed me.
He gave me two children. It's like fucked up.
I got a divorce. My girlfriend now, at least I think, sort of likes me.
Yeah, that's super cool, dog.
Why are you playing Jeopardy, dude? Oh my god, he's mean to me.
No, I'm not. I appreciate Dan every day.
So, Liv, tell us about yourself.
Well, I was born in LA, but raised in Oregon. What's my sign?
She enjoys long walks on the beach. Yes.
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah, me too. That's right.
Melina, what do you unite?
I'm an Aries.
I don't know any of that stuff. Does anybody know anything about these?
I'm a Capricorn. I have no idea what any of this shit means.
Liv, do you know astrology at all?
I know a little bit. My family is pagan.
Okay. That's a good. So tell me about Virgos. I want to know for my like mental bank so I can plan ahead.
I know that everyone hates Geminis.
Everyone hates Geminis?
Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's like the thing on the internet.
Gemini, so it's kind of accurate. But I wouldn't base everything on astrology because I wouldn't say I'm a typical Virgo.
Okay. And tell me, you said your parents were pagan. So,
They are
my
pretty
mom mostly.
good. Your mom mostly. What is that? Explain to me.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't believe in a Christian God. We
Okay.
believe in different gods.
Okay. And what kind
I'm a
of
really bad pagan.
Okay. And is it like more like of a like nature type thing, or is it more like of a like how would you
A
explain
spiritual,
it? Okay.
very spiritual.
Interesting. See, I don't, I've always I knew of the word. I know, you know, kind of something about it or could recognize it, but I have no understanding of it.
Yeah, no, that's because on my grandmother's side, my mom's mom, she was like Greek Romani, she gypsies, like stereotypical palm reader types.
Okay.
So
That's wild.
That's
that's
cool.
kind of where I descend from.
So do you get your palm read? Do you like is that like a or do you have anything that kind of links you to it at all, or is it you just kind of a fun fact?
Well, I mean, that's why I say I'm a bad pagan. It's
Okay.
more of a fun fact. I
Okay.
mean, you know, I have little rituals I do personally, but it's kind of like some people, you're Catholic and then you're a practicing Catholic. Some people, they go to church every Sunday, and some people, it's just like, no, my family's Catholic, so I'm Catholic.
Yep, Catholic by
I do
birth.
nothing. I do nothing.
Yeah, but you were really, I mean, you were raised in a religious family, right,
My
Dan?
father was father. Yeah, my father
Yeah.
was. We were Baptist, and we moved down to bumfuck Florida
Which made
and
you
became Southern
Baptist,
Baptist.
right?
He's such a Florida
My parents
hater.
were Catholic, and that was what you thought you were until you realized
Listen,
that you
Melina.
weren't. So.
Here's my middle school years in a nutshell, Melina. Okay, I lived in Inverness, Florida. Where is that? It's if Florida was an arm, it's kind of just below the armpit.
Yeah, they
So
don't have palm
there.
trees there.
There was palm no, there was palm trees and there was a lot of pine trees. We lived on, you know, so we moved from New Jersey down there, right? We went down there. My father had no idea what he was doing. He grew up, was born, raised, everything in New York. We moved down there. We're just gonna buy this property. So he buys fucking, well, it was 10 acres, but 5 of it was sort of cleared. He doesn't realize, like, you know, that you got to cut the fucking lawn for all this shit now. You know, and me and my brother are
Buy a
younger.
goat.
So, oh, Jay,
Goats
that's
are
what he
awesome.
did. He
Did
bought a
he?
goat.
Okay,
He
I mean
bought a
that seems
goat.
like the logical answer.
He bought a pregnant goat.
Double
Goat has
goat.
two kids. So Nanny was the mom, and then we had two kids. One was black and one was white. Sunshine and Midnight, right?
Dinner.
So, it Jay.
Dinner.
One day, no sunshine at midnight. Our pet goats are gone. Where the fuck they are? We're eating dinner
We're eating
afterwards. My dad's
stew.
there like,
Yep.
"Hey, how'd you like dinner tonight?" He
That's
fed us
brutal,
sunshine at
man.
midnight. He had them
That's
killed and butchered one day.
and then almost like kind of rubbed your face in it after the fact. Not like,
Right?
oh, you know, they must have
And
gotten
then he all
away.
lives.
And then they, you know.
So my next door neighbor's dog's name was Dog, Dawg. Right now.
My family has a dog named Dog, Dawg.
See?
He's a wiener
See,
dog.
you guys are
A wiener
twinning.
dog. So we had a wiener dog. His name was Longfellow. He was part wiener and part beagle. He was a fucking mess. But it was bad because all the goats did, Jay, was they just like walked on the fucking cars and they didn't chew up any of the grass. That was for me and my brother to do. But it was pretty bad. I went to the Dollar Chicken Farm was not far away from us. So, you know, you kind of are you know the area, Melina. You know what that smells like in August.
I
And
don't know yet.
oh, and it gets better. Some of my classmates,
Does it really? Are you sure?
some of my oh Jay, some of my classmates, ready for these names? Porky Potter, Gator Bradshaw. Those are some good names, Jay.
Hey, listen. Coming,
I'm,
my
I need
real.
therapy.
As Jay Handy, I can't pick on anybody's names. So it just I'm gonna
Dude,
defend
Porky Potter.
Gator Bradshaw to the nth degree.
You a Yankee or a Rebel? I'm like, I like the Yankees. It's my favorite baseball team. What the fuck are
Oh
you
my
asking me?
God.
You know what they have there, Jay?
Did
In
you ever
Inverness?
go? Did you ever
The
catch
Cooter
gators?
Festival. They have the Cooter Festival.
Okay, what's a cooter?
A cooter's a turtle.
Okay.
So they have the
For
Cooter
real?
Festival. For real. And the most famous resident of Inverness, Florida. Well, actually, next door in Lecanto, Florida, was Ted Williams.
Okay.
But in Inverness, Florida, James Best, Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane for the Dukes of Hazzard. All right, I'm exhausting myself. You guys
Yes,
talk.
I you're I I'm
I'm
exhausted
totally
by
I'm
it.
not totally not going to smoke any more weed.
No. Oh my God. Oh, Danny boy. So we were talking before. Now that the world is starting to open up, are you guys obviously have probably spent the last like 15 months in OnlyFans lockdown, right?
Almost. Pretty
Almost.
much, yeah. I just started
So,
socializing a few weeks ago.
how does it feel? Liv, how are you? Have you started to get back out there and like, get out into the world? Does it feel like weird
Well,
to not be talking to somebody on screen?
I've been working since last July.
Really?
Yeah,
Okay.
when the film industry opened back up, it's just been I and coworkers.
Okay.
But I would say the first time I went to like the mall, like somewhere public,
Right.
was this past February.
Okay.
Really?
How many, since you've been working for that long, how many COVID tests do you think you've had in your life at this point?
Oh God. I was getting tested at least every 2 days, if not every day. So,
And in the beginning, because it was kind of early, were they giving you the like scratch the back of your brain kind of test where it like had to go all the way in? Or like have they kind of chilled out
no,
now?
no.
Okay.
No, it was all just oral.
Just oral, Dan.
Jay's waiting for them to get the rectal.
Yes, I was deeply disturbed that they don't have
Deeply,
don't deeply.
deeply. I feel sorry for the ones who did get the rectal test.
Wait, so you're telling me there is a rectal test?
There is a rectal
Well,
test.
talk
Really?
about
Yeah,
talk,
there was.
make my Friday.
So if you're doing an anal scene, if you're doing an anal scene, do you have to get the rectal test?
No.
CJ,
Sorry.
this is all bad.
Oh,
It doesn't
man.
get any better for you.
You
No, I
see,
mean.
go for it, Dan.
No, I just remember. So what I remember about Melina was she was like a huge car enthusiast. Like knows her shit, like with all that stuff.
Trucks,
You remember?
four by four.
Four by fours.
Listen, don't be jealous, but
You go mud slinging?
I have a 2011 Honda CRV with a roof rack on it. So, I mean,
Wow, I bet you're so fast.
that's so fast.
It's not like my Ford Explorer Sport. Got a turbo.
Hell Don't one up me, Dan. In my
Oh, I'm gonna one
2011
up.
Honda
I'll one up
CRV.
you. Like, what
Whatever.
was your ride again, Melina? Well, I'm sure you have a couple, but what was your like main one?
My SEMA truck is the one everyone freaks out about,
That's what it
and that's
was.
the Platinum F350. I actually
Isn't it
drove it for
pink?
like the first time. Hell no, it ain't pink.
What color is it?
It's like gold,
Okay.
copper, and brown. It's
Yeah,
got
I
like
wish
a
we need a
brown black
picture of
metallic
it.
strap on it. Yeah, if you Google Cam Soda SEMA truck or something, it'll probably pop up.
It's a Cam Soda truck. You got to get Cam Soda to do the Exotica.
Watch
And
out,
then you could be like the
Dan just
main
put a
Cam Soda
salesperson hat on.
I did, fucking yeah. Have I got a deal for you
What's it gonna take for me to get
to
you in
get you
this
in
booth
this
today?
to get you in this show? So you're like both said like you
Last
so you're not
Europe.
really ready to go out yet. Like, I mean, have either of you been vaccinated?
They just don't want to come
Yeah.
to our show, Dan.
No,
So
no.
Liv,
Wait.
yes, you said yes, and Melina, did you get the vaccine?
I said, hell no.
Yeah, so you're a hell no?
I'm a hell
Interesting.
no.
Interesting.
No, I hide indoors. Like, I just started socializing like 2 weeks ago. I went to like the mall like 2 days ago, and then like
You're in
last week I
Florida.
went out for margaritas. So
Everybody's
yeah,
got
that
had
doesn't
COVID
exist
there already,
here.
so you're fine.
Oh yeah, like nobody wears masks. I'm like the only one, and they're like staring at me. They're like, "Is this bitch sick?"
Just say you're
But
somebody.
yeah.
Just say you're really famous, and you don't feel like showing your face.
Oh yeah, that's gonna make it better.
It will. I give great advice. Trust me.
I kind of dig wearing masks. I mean, like it's
I
kind of. I
like
mean,
it.
in the summer it's not too cool, but like in the winter it makes your face nice and warm, and like
I feel like a
shit.
doctor. I want to get like the gloves on, like the gloves, and just walk around like this the whole time.
I'm like the type of person that wears sunglasses inside at public places, so I'm just like totally covered up. Like you would never know who I am. Even if
You
I
need a
was
hoodie.
famous, like.
You should do a hoodie too.
It's too hot for that. But I like it because I can look like shit 24/7 and no one knows.
That's kind of the way I go.
Forehead nice.
I look like shit all the time anyway, so it's like really, it doesn't really matter if I got mask, no mask.
I just go like full head wrap, the whole thing, all the way down. Nobody can see me.
Are you invisible?
I am invisible.
Oh, is that your John Cena?
You can't see me. I don't know. I don't really watch wrestling, but if I did.
Why? But I just know because your son did that to me.
Dude, anyway. I'm child free, man, for the next 2 weeks. It's like my life, my quality of life has just increased tremendously. So
he just shifts his kids around. Ladies.
Dude, I'm like, go to Vermont, hang out with my parents. Like, we'll see you in a couple
Why
weeks.
Why don't you hang out with your parents?
No.
Maybe your parents don't want to.
Because I got this little thing called Exotica that, like, we've kind of been working on. Like, you know, just a
your
little bit of time.
Don't support it.
Seriously. Oh, what's that?
I said, well, your parents don't want to go?
Oh, my parents have been to every one that we've ever done. 100%.
You made it sound like they didn't want to go.
No. They, in fact, they took the kids because I was like, I can't, you know, they're out of school and like, yeah, madness ensues. So I got rid of them and I'm here with you guys and Dan. I know. Because Dan is the small spoon, so.
So Jay, Jay and I, when we see each other, Jay, are we gonna like run to each other like yeah, like one of those movies and just like hug?
It's gonna be like that slow motion jog, like.
Like one person jumps up and like.
If I were to jump up and wrap my arms and legs around Dan, his spine would instantly compress like 4 inches, and he would never walk again.
And I'm like twice his size.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, Jay's like a little guy.
Oh, I'm not a little guy. I'm big enough that like it would cause some damage. Oh, please, compared to Dan, I'm a little guy.
You're a little guy.
So I'll hold you up, Dan. Me and my little stick legs. If anybody wants to see that, come just go to Rosemont, Illinois, on Wednesday before Exotica.
It'll be the jackass in shorts, fucking Pumas, and a fucking skateboard.
Dude, so can we talk about something? I went sneaker shopping yesterday.
Get some New like, Balances?
Yes. Oh, yeah. dad, my dad wear. No, but I haven't bought any new sneakers since quarantine because we haven't been out and like whatever. I have a thing where I buy a new pair of shoes for every day of the show. So we like, you know, 12 pairs a year or whatever that I just have like, so they're fresh for each day and whatever. And we haven't done shows for almost 2 years. So it's like, I've been going through sneaker shopping withdrawal, which is weird because I don't really shop for anything else.
So, I mean, I feel like ridiculous because yeah, I like wearing like basketball shorts. Yeah, they're just comfy and all that stuff.
Oh, I wear but if you wear,
that's quarantine, man. That's
right. But so I'm in that like phase right now. It's fucking hot as fuck right here. I don't really go anywhere. So
it's because he's in hell. New Jersey.
I'm in hell. New Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey is hell right now. But it's like 90 fucking degrees here today. Anyway, I'm like, oh, so I can't wear my, you know, I usually wear like Puma clods, you know, the little suedes, the lows. But now I feel like a fucking, like, you know, an overage hipster, like wearing that shit. So, you know, at least with shorts, right?
Tevas.
So
you need a pair of Tevas, Dan. That's what you need.
Dude, I had to take my daughter to the mall today to, you know, go pick up her MacBook from the freaking Mac store. They were fixing it. And I said, oh, let's go in Foot Locker real quick. And I'm like, what do you guys got in like size like 15? And they like, okay. And they just point to New Balance. And I picked up the sneaker. And my daughter's there, Dad, no.
Yes. Were they like the puffy bottom ones too? So like for extra
dad effects? No, they were pretty cool looking actually. They weren't crazy.
See, that's when.
But then I go to her. I'm like, well, your fucking softball cleats are New Balance. And she's there because that's the only thing in my
size. A middle-aged dude should not be wearing those things, though.
That fits, though. And, you know, and I'm like, all right, well, she's got size 11 shoes, my daughter. She's got big clown feet, so.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Yeah, that descended really quickly.
I don't know. Anyway, you bought your sneakers, so yeah.
So I bought my sneakers. I'm excited. I haven't bought them yet. I'm just compiling the information before I make the real decision.
Jay, I want to know more about Liv and Melina. So you know what we're going to do, Jay?
What are we going to do, Dan?
What are we going to go into right now, Jay?
There you go.
Not a fan of this music, I don't think.
Oh, she loves it. All right, there we go.
Lilina, were we doing this last time you were on? I don't think so.
Yeah, I did it.
Did you ride the lightning last time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, get ready to ride it again.
It was something like this. It was something where I had to answer fast, and I was like...
Yes.
That's usually what lightning means.
So, you know, we'll start with Liv. So this is a part where you guys just give us a quick answer. First thing that pops in your head, you really don't have to explain it unless we're probably going to ask you to at some point. Ready? Liv.
All right.
You only get three words to describe yourself. What are they?
Quirky, ineffable, outstanding.
That's funny because your first three words in your bio are petite, exotic, and jaw-dropping. We have to have a talk with your publicist.
I'm Googling ineffable.
Learn how to spell it, Jay.
Indescribable.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Right. I like it.
The first thing pops up is ineffable. Positive or negative, because you don't even know that. So there you go. It's positive.
Melina, what's something everyone else loves that you secretly find overrated?
What? Pizza? I don't know.
Pizza? Okay. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Disagree, but
people like rave about pizza, and it's like, you know, it's like fucking bread, tomato sauce, and mozzarella.
Yeah, some basic really? Shit.
Who you call basic?
You're in Florida. Florida has the most horrible pizza ever. It's like Chuck E. Cheese bad.
Oh my god, him in Florida, he's such a hater. It's like goats the 10th down there. Hater move.
They cook goats.
Goat pizza. Goat pizza.
Cheese pizza. Good.
Goat. Well, goat Liv, cheese, yeah. Okay.
Would you rather have a home on the beach or in the mountains?
Mountains.
Knew that one.
Melina, what kind of things really make you laugh?
Me.
Well, you are funny.
Okay, no, for real. I thought I was so funny, and then I downloaded TikTok, and I'm like, I'm just annoying. But I make myself laugh all the time.
So which whatever. Made her laugh at herself. So you're good.
Yeah.
Liv, if you could jump into a pool full of something, what would it be?
Ooh, I'd want to jump into a pool of... Oh, that's hard.
So many chances, so many...
I haven't really think about that one.
Jay would answer one of three things.
Okay.
Ready, Jay?
Go for it, Murray.
Money?
I was going to say money.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Number two would be...
Water.
Weed.
That's a good answer, too.
The pool full of weed. Number three would probably be like something like... Three would be like gummy bears.
No, okay. I got it.
What
I
is
want
it?
To jump into the fountain of youth.
Oh, that's good. As long as it doesn't bring you back too young, you know, I wouldn't want to be like a toddler again.
Like, I'll just like dip in real quick.
Well, you better get all of you.
Yeah, but maybe now that you've experienced the rest of your life, maybe toddler years would be like, you'd have a whole new perspective on toddler years. Think about what you can go back, like, you know, if you,
I could just start still have your costume
and do it again or whatever, and you would rule the toddler universe.
Oh,
that's
my
true,
God.
But
life would be crazy. You'd
be like Boss Baby.
Yeah, but you'd be in a baby body.
Yeah.
So?
I'm trying
to be like
maybe like 14 again.
Dude, Mini-Me made like a fucking $1 million before he died.
I'm thinking of that Damon Wayans movie where he like turns into a baby.
Dude, that movie's disturbing. Cop and a Half or something like that? Or
I don't even remember.
I know what you're talking about. Let's see. Melina. If you could be any fictional character, who would it be?
That is so hard.
No, it's not.
Fictional character. I don't. I would want to be. Okay.
Jay, who would you want to be?
Superman. Liv? I just want to be able to fly.
I feel like these questions are too hard. Like, I got to think about this like a life question.
You should have sent her the lightning round ahead of time.
Yeah. I don't want to say something and then, like, you know, I don't know what it comes with. What baggage does this character come with?
That's true.
Round
Like, right, here, you here, get to here's, fly, here's, but, like, what's the baggage?
Melina, have you ever had a crush on an animated character?
No.
Okay. See, that's a yes or no answer.
That's
Jay, Jay, Jessica Rabbit, Jay?
No, Daphne from Scooby-Doo, actually. She
loved Bonded. She was always getting tied up and shit.
She was my favorite.
Daphne was a dirty, dirty ginger. Liv, what is the worst lie you've ever told your parents?
The worst lie?
Yeah.
I never lied. That's the best.
You never lied to your parents.
No.
As a pagan, I don't believe you.
To me was so why? What are you talking about? Why would we lie to each other? We lie to the world, not each other.
You've never told a lie to your parents in your life.
Not even like I didn't break something when you did? Or like you...
Did you brush your teeth? Yes. Did you wash your hands?
In fact, my mom... Those are memorable.
How is she
going to
remember that?
Did you give the dog your broccoli?
No, my mom would actually tell stories of how when I was like a little girl and I did something bad, I would put myself in timeout. So my mom would just leave me there for 5 minutes and then come ask me what I did like afterwards. And then
I put myself
to bed. Like, I was a good kid.
That's interesting. But obviously had a ton of freedoms and like you probably like you it sounds like you were raised very free range.
Kinda, yeah.
Jay was a horrible kid.
No, I was a good kid. I was a really bad like 18 to 20 year old, 21 year old. And other than that.
Melina, were you a good kid?
What's the definition of good?
Yeah, that's a no. I mean, yeah. That's a no. No. If you,
did
you get a lot of trouble?
Mom. So like everyone else's parents might say like I was a shit child, but I was good for my mom.
But my mom never said it, so I can't be true.
My mom's like the coolest mom ever. So
nice. Your mom should come to Exotica. She can hang out with my mom.
She would be the party there. She would.
Jay's mom has literally gotten on top of a table and danced.
No, she is not because I never.
She has.
No, she did not get up on the table because there was hell to pay if she did get up on the table. She tried to get up on the table, but we kind of we tamped that one down.
Jay's just like, no.
That's where I like start pulling electricity and like whatever. Yeah, not trying to deal with that.
Taking away every
she's
camera.
She'll be there, just not on the table. Like that's fine. You know.
Wait, she's coming now?
No, I'm saying she would be there, but she's you know. Not on the table.
Got it.
That table's reserved for Dan and twerking.
Dude, that two things will never happen.
Yes, here, Dan, let's see it. Let's show us a preview of your cam show. What do we see on your OnlyFans page?
My OnlyFans page? Dude, I wish I could do an OnlyFans page. You know what? Because I wouldn't even give you 2 weeks notice.
You could. Right? Dan, you could be like a bear. You could be like a big burly bear and
you could be a smooth what?
I don't know what I'd be.
Just start rubbing yourself in honey.
Yeah, you Dan.
Like Winnie the Pooh. And I'll just walk around in like a shirt and no underwear, like just walk around like Winnie the Pooh.
Dan cam. And
perfect.
Just yeah. Dude, you know what?
Danny the Pooh.
You you get subscribers.
OnlyFans.com/Pooh Bear.
Danny Pooh Bear.
Oh, my God. This has just gone bad. See what you started, Melina? This is all your fault.
What?
Yeah,
don't
seriously.
Blame me. I just wanted a preview sample.
Dan, I told you we shouldn't bring her back.
You did not say that.
Whatever. I should be like a permanent host on here. I'm taking Dan's job.
You should.
You know what? Go. We're going to need to kick Dan out of the way.
You and you're taking my job? Fine.
You're right. Well, it's because you've been talking so much shit about Florida, okay?
Seriously, Dan. And he's from Jersey. Like he can talk
shit. I did not enjoy my Florida time.
For real, I do hate Jersey. My bestie's in the chat.
Which
don't
one? Who we got? Bazinga?
George Brad, that's my bestie.
George Brad?
No.
Is his name George or his name
him
Brad?
For everything.
George
I
Brad?
I say his dick is George, his name
yes.
is Brad.
His dick's name is
We're
George. So is this your FWB, your friend with benefits?
I mean, technically, I guess.
Dan, you're asking the heavy-hitting questions today. I like
we should get George Brad.
Exactly.
George Brad, 1, 2, 3, 4. What number is next?
He brings pizza.
What number is next? What?
What number is
pizza? Yeah,
she just loves pizza. She's not a big pizza person,
Jay. I know. That's why I said it, Dan.
Oh, okay. I got it. All right. Here we go.
Wait, it's still the lightning round? Liv. Jesus fucking Christ.
Liv, if you had to pick an animal, what animal do you find the sexiest?
George loves pizza.
Wait, an animal?
Yeah.
That I find sexy.
Well, no,
not
that kind of way.
What characteristics of an animal?
I guess I would say a peacock because they're so flamboyant.
There you go.
Sure, it's the word.
Flamboyant and Dan have never been said in the same sentence.
Oh, they have.
Melina, what was the last concert you went to?
It's all Mark.
Ariana Grande.
No, I've never been to Ariana Grande. I've only ever been to rap concerts. I need to go to some rock concerts. I've been to country concerts, rap concerts, but I'm lacking on the country, and I'm like a southern girl. I don't know what's wrong. I mean, no. Well, you got it wrong. I'm wrong. I'm lacking on the rock concerts. I've been to country concerts. I can't remember. Okay, I haven't done anything in 2 years because of COVID. How am I supposed to remember that far back? My favorite concert I've ever been to is like Juicy J or Wiz Khalifa.
Sorry, that's wrong. That was not the question that was asked.
I can't remember. I can't remember. I can't remember. Jay,
what was the best concert you ever went to, Jay?
You know what? I would say probably U2, Madison Square Garden. October.
U2? Isn't that the free music on our iPhone?
No, yes. But it was October 2nd, 2001. It was like the first concert back in MSG in Manhattan after September 11th. And they just happened to play. And I got a couple of tickets given to me and went to it. I'm not a U2 fan. Not really, you know, whatever. But mm-hmm. the show
sure,
and
the first band that came out of his mouth.
But the vibe in that place, like post 9/11 or whatever, first event back in New York City, was like that shit was crazy. It was like it was wild.
Interesting.
I understand that.
You thought I was going to say fish, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. So, surprise.
What was the most surprising concert you went to that you didn't think you were going to enjoy but enjoyed?
Oh, that's actually a really good one. I went to the Kiss Crush concert back in 2016 or 17. This is when I think The Weeknd was just blowing up. And the lineup was we had Kehlani, Kid Ink, Tory Lanez, Miguel, and then The Weeknd closed out. And like I didn't really know The Weeknd,
but that was before they blew up.
Well, I was really excited to see Miguel, so he was the second to the last performance. So when he was on stage, I was kind of surprised that The Weeknd was closing out because I didn't really know him too much. But as soon as he started singing a cappella before he was even on stage or anything, I was instantly hooked. I was like, that doesn't sound human. How can that come from a human body? That's just no.
And to like not have anything like any preconceived notion to it, or just kind of to be like fully surprised by it, is I did that exact same thing. My wife dragged me to a concert one night like years back, little club here in Philly.
Tom Jones.
No. And this chick came out and started singing, same exact deal, like blew me away. It was Adele. It was Adele before, right before she had dropped Rolling in the Deep and like, you know, blew up or whatever. But you see or hear somebody sing like that, you're just like, I walked in and I was like, you know what? It's Friday night. I'm exhausted. Like, I'm not trying to go to some, you know, singer thing that I don't even know who it is. And I was like glued to it the whole time because she just was fucking, it was crazy. Like she played TLA, Dan, which I'm sure you've been to in Philly.
Yes. You know, it was crazy. There was like two of them. But probably the weirdest one I went to that was like, I just went to go, I used to be a tour manager and our no.
Okay. Just making sure.
No, it was not that person. Okay. But we went. It was our old tour bus driver, and he was driving a bus for Kenny Loggins, and he said he was going to be in New York, He's there. Why don't you guys, you know, come down, hang out? Well, you know, I haven't seen you in, you know, a year or two. So, you know, went into, you know, Kenny Loggins and, you know, we actually sat there and watched the show. And dude, it was a great show. I forgot, like, he wrote all these songs. And then he just, like, basically half the show, he just came out. It was like this little, like, theater and just sat there, like, playing fucking, like, his drummer's playing garbage cans and shit. He's playing the acoustic guitar, taking requests from the audience, telling the stories about the songs. Did fucking Footloose, Jay? I'm all
Footloose.
right. Jay, I'm all right.
Didn't he do the intro
I'm
to
all right.
didn't he do the intro to Top
Winnie
Gun?
the Pooh song? Yeah,
Was he
Danger Zone, he
Winnie
did
the
that.
Pooh?
Right. He was the Danger Zone guy.
Dude, it was like crazy. It was actually like a really good fucking thing. What is that coming out?
Oh, Top Gun 14? No, the second one.
It's supposed to
whatever.
be coming out. Jay thinks he looks like Tom Cruise. What do you think?
Dan, you
I
say that. So
you
what?
Did it
it,
really?
It
he dressed up like Tom Cruise for Halloween this year.
Middle-aged white women, when I was younger, were like, "Oh, you're so dirty." Like, you know, I'm old now, so it doesn't really happen. But like, back in
who's
the
older?
day,
you were
I'm
Tom
not really a
Cruise.
fan of Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise has one tooth in the middle of his face. Like if you actually look at
like
him,
SpongeBob.
You
Like
realize,
SpongeBob.
Dude,
yeah,
it's the
no, he's really crazy looking.
he is. He's got like a single tooth, like that runs down the middle of his face. Off.
Tom Cruise, hating. But I'm making notes for myself of what I'm going to write later. Hating on Florida? Question mark.
This is true.
Oh my God! Why don't you guys? Why don't you guys ask us questions?
Look at this. Right?
Now put that right next to you, Jay. Make it smaller and put them right next to you. Dude, it's really not that far off. Now do him aged about 30 years.
I know, seriously. Tom Cruise has not aged in like however long, and my ass fell apart in like 15.
That's us.
He eats the souls of chihuahuas.
It does. I mean, seriously, like, I don't know. Fuck Tom Cruise. He's my big fuck you. I'm going for it. Are we done with the lightning round now, Dan?
We're done with the lightning
okay,
round.
Okay,
yeah, we're just gravitating. Enough of it. She's had enough shit.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, actually, I found the line, by the way, from like Melina the last time. She indulges in anything: Star Wars, Harry Potter, vampires, fantasy, and adventure. Enjoys emo rap, especially Lil Peep. She
oh
also
God,
has
shit.
A passion for historic homes. But
and
her favorite thing is her F-350 Platinum, sponsored by Cam Soda.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of wheels do you have on there?
Some Forgiatos. I'm sponsored by Forgiato.
Dude, it's like, I want to get sponsored by something.
You are, Dan. You're sponsored by
you
Exotica.
You have to grow tits.
I got to grow tits? I don't think
so. I still like vampire and like a werewolf movies and stuff, but like I just don't know enough. Like guys get too pumped about the Harry Potter Star Wars thing. It's
right.
Too much.
I know it's crazy. It's a whole the fanboys, but you know what, the fanboys probably spend like lots of money. So it wouldn't do you wrong to learn a little bit about
is
that
there,
shit.
Is there a male porn star named Dick Dingle?
Dick Dingle?
Dirk.
Why is that what you want your name to be, Jay?
Dick no makes Melina Kane makes Dick Dingle lose his mind.
Yeah,
who the fuck is
he
Dick
has a
DeLeo?
Podcast.
Oh, okay. Okay. He's a podcast. Okay. I was going to say that is a straightforward. Well, I was typing in you're trying to find your truck, and the first thing that pops up is Melina Kane makes Dick Dingle lose his mind. Sorry.
What is it? Like a porn?
Like, who is this Dick Dingle character?
Jay, I'm done with this Exotica TV shit. Just show the fucking thing. Let's get booted. See how long it takes to get his booted off of everything.
No, I'm not. Dick Dingle's going to stay in my pocket. Can't come out.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy, Dan. What?
Liv, are you just astounded?
She's going
like,
to come back.
Liv's been like smoking too, and she's like totally fucking straight right now. Are you more sativa or indica? Are you more sativa or indica?
I'm more indica hybrid.
So, see, I'm more sativa hybrid. Jay?
I'll just take it all. I mean, I'm fine with it either way. I got one daytime pen, one nighttime pen. I got everything else, so I'm
Yeah,
covered.
you travel with Jay. Like, now weed's legal everywhere we go. Used to travel with Jay. Like, he'd be handing me something. I'm like, is that dinner weed or fucking breakfast weed?
Was what, yeah. That was always how we like differentiated the two.
Because, I mean,
We,
that I can
I don't know. I look
remember.
at it
Like,
as 24/7 weed.
yeah. Well, and
Yeah.
nowadays, like with the concentrates and stuff like that, I think it makes less and less of a difference. Flower is really the big thing that, like, it does. And
I
edibles,
think
it
it's all
doesn't really
like
make it at all.
mental.
I just, I like the pick me up and go. Like, the in the couch stuff, like, I'll do that when I'm naturally ready to, like,
Dude,
knock
he'll
out.
just like he'll just dose you though, so stay away from him.
Please. That's nice, Dan.
Dude, you fucking dosed my ass in fucking
No,
Vegas.
we were in Vegas and Dan, we went to a head shop or to a dispensary and we
No, we did
bought
not
some
go to
like
this.
Rice Krispie treat, like whatevers. And I was eating some and Dan was like, could I have some? Give me some. And
Not
I gave
true.
it and I gave him
Not
some
true.
and he ate it. And because he
Not
freaked
true.
out, he blamed it on
Not
me.
true. Not true. Would you
We
like to hear the true
an
story?
hour later were sitting in a business meeting when Dan literally he gets up, he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. He leaves. Like 30 seconds later, my phone rings and or a text and and Dan's like, I'm out. I'll be back at the hotel room.
That part is true. So the true part of this is Jay, he's there. Here, you want some? I'm like, what is it? He's there. It's like fucking, it's an edible or whatever. I'm like, all right. I said, just give me, how much you give me? He's like, I don't know. 5, 10. I'm like, okay, no problem. And he just breaks up
I
this
said
giant
10 to
chunk
15, thank you.
and a giant chunk thing. But I'm like a 5 milligram kind of person or, 5 or 10. And he fucking sends me, he gives this shit. And then we sit down in our meeting with the partner. And it was just like, he's just talking. And I'm like, I really can't listen to him right now. And I just got up and left. And on my way to the elevator, I said, I'm going to the bathroom. On my way back up to the elevator to the room out of the casino, the Hard Rock, I'm like, Jay's like, have fun. Jay comes back like an hour and a half later. He's like, you're a dick. Because I left him there. And
Dan
then
was
we
just
just
laying.
leave.
Dan was laying there, staring at the ceiling, like,
Was at my door or whatever. And,
zoned.
and he's laying in the other bed in my room. And we're just sitting there watching fucking Shark Week for the rest of the night.
Well, that
We're in
was.
Vegas, and that's how we spent it.
We've had a pretty good run too. Like when we did our Portland show, we traded a booth at a with a dispensary, so we had like a
Oh, that was
fifteen hundred.
Denver. Denver.
Oh, Denver. We had like a $1,500 credit that we had to spend, like all in one
Oh, I got
sitting
the
when we
picture.
walked in. And I was just like, I'll take two of those, three of those, all of that. Like, does this come in boxes? Can we buy in bulk? Like, I mean, we had so much that it was basically impossible to finish it over the weekend, but we tried. Like, we put our best foot forward.
A
Oh,
for
wait.
effort.
Yes, exactly.
Albums. Let's see. Albums, places.
Oh
Where's
God.
Colorado?
This is watch Dan try and show a picture to the webcam where he goes like this. He'll never actually get
Dude,
it in the
I'll send them
camera.
all to
He
you, Jay.
he's like,
Never
you
see
see
it.
this? You see this picture? It's hilarious. It's coming.
You have to like change like the like brightness or something to make it work. I always forget. Every single night I'm like
I keep Dan extra dark.
I'm not gonna show you now.
See, there
See?
he goes. Oh yeah.
Oh, we can kind of see. I can
Wait, you
see.
gotta bring it down. There you go. I was being chased by a giant bear at
There.
that point.
We went to Bass Pro Shop completely high. I got attacked
Yo, let me
by
tell you, the Bass Pro Shop
I got attacked by a raccoon.
being high was one of the more fun like places to
It's a
go and
lot of
like
fun. And you go in the
kick
tents
around.
and stuff.
Yep. No, we
No, we didn't do that. That we thought that would be kind of
Oh.
weird.
We did
We
that.
thought we'd be kicked out for that one. They
Jay,
see
I got
two
it
men
before.
crawl into a tent and
Thank you, Grandma.
yeah, I mean.
Here, Jay, I'll do this the professional way. I'm saying.
Well, maybe Dan just froze himself. That's okay. We don't need Dan anyway. Oh, shoot, he's
I'm
back.
taking a Japanese summer. I need my paper.
Papers.
Hey, Dan. How's it going? No, see, I'm just gonna kick him out. He'll come back. So, do you hear this? Do you hear this peace and quiet? Just like, just soak it in. Oh,
Hear all that
shit.
traffic I'm bringing in?
Yes, that's there. He is. Nope. Maybe Dan just like slipped off into oblivion. So,
He's working on his
OnlyFans
OnlyFans right
right now. Dan, Dan, you could definitely never have
now.
an OnlyFans page because these type of technical glitches are unacceptable. Do you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear
Dan,
you.
blink twice if you're okay. Okay, cool. He survived.
I survived. You know, I sent you those pictures, Jay. I sacrificed myself for the good of the show.
What pictures? Oh, that was what you that's probably
It just froze me, yeah.
what just froze you.
It probably, I don't know.
Oh.
Or the boat. I got Botox while we
Oh, there
were
we
in
go.
break.
I'm jealous.
That you're
Did you ever get
you're
Botox,
Yeah, there we
Jay,
go.
our $1,000 shopping spree of weed?
We
Look, have you ever seen somebody so happy?
I was pretty goddamn
Oh.
excited. But the best part was what we had to
Skater
do with it
skater
afterwards, because you don't just drive home with it
Loose.
like a normal person. So instead, oh Jesus Christ, this thing is huge. You seatbelt it in. There we go.
Was our
You took
baby.
care of it.
We did.
Check the merchandise.
I we had
We did.
like Dude, literally, they had inhalers, weed inhalers. Like, you literally, like,
Like an asthma thing?
oh my God.
That's really cool. I've never seen that.
Yeah, it was. Oh,
Where
wait.
you gotta get
Oh,
there's a picture
sorry.
there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, let me show the full stash.
It's impressive.
It was one of the better trades that we've ever done with Exotica before,
It's the best
so.
trade we've ever done. You always do something stupid like cigars that I don't give a fuck about,
Right,
or.
well, there you go. That was the overall take on everything.
So I wish we
That's
had like a
great.
little. I wish that you could use a laser pointer here. So you see the big fucking joint right by the tie-dyed wax holder? Well,
Yeah,
that
that's pretty
that
cool.
thing's. You ever see the movie Get Him to the Greek?
Oh, the Jeffrey.
The
It
Jeffrey.
was
That's the
actually it's
Jeffrey.
actually in those.
Oh
It's in those two tubes. The two tubes were like they were
no. The
like
Jeffrey.
the can of like flour mixed with like resin on the inside, rolled, then
Oh
wrapped in
yeah.
kef,
Sometimes they
and
like
then
wrap
like
the outside of it with the resin, like gold looking.
It was.
This thing we had that thing on a Sunday. It was like everything. It was like build up
You
to.
know what's funny though? I will say my first ever like real like kind of legal weed deal was in LA when we did Exotica LA for a couple of years, and it was when LA had just gone recreate. Well, it was actually it was just medicinal, but it was like so loosely medicinal you could just walk in anywhere and get a card and get weed and whatever. And on Saturday night at Exotica Los Angeles, I ate a bunch of edibles and I was wandering around the show floor. And let me tell you want to see a fucking clusterfuck of shit walk around a porn convention show floor at
At
9:30,
closing.
at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night at closing in Los Angeles. I
That's
was
so
just like,
dirty.
dude, it was like half of the people there didn't have limbs. Like they were like, I mean, there were, and it's, no slight. I
Laughing.
want anybody to come to the show, but at the same time, there was just like, it was a. LA was
Limbless
a
people.
crazy like there were
Something similar happened to me like that when I did promo for High Times.
did you see like how so?
So they had this convention in San Bernardino, this outdoor convention, and I was doing promo for this weed dispensary from Miami,
Okay.
and I'm walking around, passing out flyers, looking cute, and I stumble upon this edible empanada booth. And they see me and they're like, "Hey, do you want to try one of our empanadas?" And I was like,
Yes,
"Yeah,
I
sure, I'll
do.
try one." They were so delicious. They didn't even taste like edibles. They just tasted like real empanadas.
Which then
So
makes
I
you want
wound up
another
eating like,
empanada.
yeah, I wound up eating like four because they were like
No.
little palm-sized empanadas. And next thing you know, I'm back at my booth, sitting in a chair, staring at the floor for like 30 minutes because I can't do anything else.
I don't know why I
Like
took care of all the
I could
DVDs.
not function.
Yeah, that was my LA experience. I was just like, what the f-? By the way, it was also the last year that we did the show in LA. It was yeah, I walked around just like,
That was the next day we was that the day after the Playboy Mansion?
no, that was the day of the Playboy Mansion, I think.
So you did that, and then we went to the.
Oh
Oh, that
yeah,
was like,
I mean, I can go out and like party, whatever, like,
that
but
was
just
bad.
trying to be like,
That was the same night that he gave his shoes to a homeless person and then realized that he had no shoes.
I made the mistake.
You traded them.
A nice act. I gave this dude, I had a fresh pair of Pumas on. I was all fucked up. You know, he's like, yo, man, nice shoes, whatever. I was like, what size shoe do you have? He's like, 13s. I'm like, all right, cool. Perfect. Here you go. I gave them to him and he's like, you know, blown away. Well, he then traded his shoes to me. And I didn't think anything of it. And I put his shoes on and I walked back to the hotel. And like, you know, I woke up the next morning. The shoes were wildly questionable. Like, you did you really want to put your feet in something like that? But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Whatever. I'm fine. Then like the next day after that, like my feet start itching. I got fucking athlete's foot like from this homeless dude. So listen, at the end of the day, I'm sure he got his fresh kicks and maybe felt better.
We lost six figures. We
did go to the Playboy Mansion, though. So
we got sued. We missed a hurricane back at home, but we got to go to the Playboy Mansion.
And I got athlete's foot from a homeless person. So,
but you got to go to the Playboy Mansion.
Whatever. That's true. We went to the Playboy Mansion while the Playboy Mansion was still the Playboy Mansion. And let me
and
tell
we
you,
smoked weed.
I hate
like
to tell you,
monkeys.
I hate to tell you, the what do they call it? The grotto stinks like piss and shit. Like it literally, it stinks like the stankiest fucking stink that you would have ever smell.
The hot tub thing?
Dude, the whole thing that you swim in, like cave thing or whatever.
Okay,
it's really small. It's actually when you look at the Playboy Mansion. Like, so the backyard
it
is
looks bigger
like
on
Brady.
TV.
It's like Brady Bunch, like fucking AstroTurf in there.
Yeah.
In the backyard, it's just like indoor outdoor carpeting. The fucking grotto, like, really does speak like piss. You know, we got to go. There is like a little zoo there with a bunch of monkeys and shit that we got high in front of until a security guard came down. But Ron Jeremy, God rest his soul, not really. But he's there playing the harmonica. Sasha Gray's fucking there getting high with us.
She's in a ball gown. She was DJing.
Yeah, like a prom dress. Like a prom dress.
Yeah.
And we're smoking weed until a security guy comes down and says, please don't get
high. He's like, excuse me, sir. And I'm like, oh, shit, what do we do?
That weed
like, now we're in trouble. He's like, you can't smoke weed around the monkeys. I'm like, okay, fair enough. Like, you know, we'll move. And we moved
it's
over.
Just
and, yeah. So
a sentence you've never, like, what's a sentence you've ever said that you,
excuse
that you never
me, sir,
you would hear out loud?
You can't smoke weed around the monkeys. That was, that
what's,
was
what's
my,
like the craziest thing that somebody's ever said to you like that.
That's how can
you have anything?
How do you come up with that? I couldn't come up with that. No, they have nothing. And I wouldn't either.
Dude, I said like, you know, like, yeah, to my son, hey, you know, don't put the dog's dish on your head. It's not a hat. You know, just like things that you never thought you would say.
Or smoking weed around the monkeys.
Yeah, but that's like something you, when in your lifetime growing up, Jay, did you ever think, you probably.
Oh, I brought my stepdad when we went there. Visions. I mean, that shit was like a, for as awesome as it was for me, as him like, you know, being right in the wheelhouse of like Playboy's like notoriety. His dude, he freaked the fuck out. He was just like, we're going where? I'm like, we're gonna go to the Playboy Mansion. We loaded into a like stripper van bus thing. We went up there with a few stars and some other people and like us. We hammered, drank the whole way. We ran out. As soon as we got out of the bus, one of the guys we were with who was wearing just the hotel robe steps off, walks straight to the pool, takes the robe off, is buck naked, and jumps into the pool because that was like his bucket list. He was like, you know, I want to jump naked into the Playboy pool. Then we partied there for a while. We got back on the bus. We were going home. Everybody's dancing. My stepfather decides to do
a
pole trick on the stripper pole, jumped up, spun around, and kicked Caden Cross right in the face. And then... And we were like, oh my God, like Mark just killed Katie.
Then,
and like
we got the bus drop us off. There's like some place downtown.
She was okay,
LA. Like it's like a famous like diner kind of place. I forgot the name of it now. It's like downtown LA right by the Staples Center.
What?
Like a real hole in the wall. But anyway, we go to this fucking place. We all decide that we're going to get like fucking like country fried steak and freaking eggs and all this other shit. Jay just fucking taps out, finds the homeless guy, gives up his shoes, and that's that. So that's our LA Playboy Mansion story.
Nice job, man.
Thank you.
Speed round.
So It's time to, like, we want to wrap up, but you know what? We've had such a happy time with the happy hour-ish. It's time to let all those demons out, let all that anger out, because this is being therapeutic.
Well, well. I still have no idea what I'm going to say.
You know what? I'll start us off, Jay. You know, how's that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
He's going to say fuck you, Florida. I already know it.
You know what I love, Jay? So I've been, I've been talking about how, you know, we've been talking with people out there, you know, trying to sell some, you know, sponsorships and booths at the show. Or just in general, just people talking to me, you know, just roundabout who don't know that we literally haven't produced an Exotica for 21 months by the time that we do our show in July in Chicago. So when they say to me, you don't know what the last year has been like for me, I'm like, motherfucker. I feel like Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction. Say what one more time, motherfucker.
Right.
I mean, it's like, yeah, what the last year has like been. Look, I know it's been hard on everybody, and I don't know what the last year has been like for you, Jay. Melina, you have no—I have no idea the woes that you've had living in Florida during a pandemic.
It's pretty tough.
Liv, I mean, I hope the last year was good for you, but I'm never going to say you don't know what the last year was like for me or you or anybody. So everybody, you know what? Now, let's rejoice. We can go out, Jay. We can go to Exotica. We can go to the mall. We can have margaritas with friends. See, we're paying attention. You know, there's lots of things we can do, but just enjoy life.
That's
the one thing.
That's
enjoy life. Go to those concerts. You know what, Jay? I'm trying to get tickets to go see the Eagles. Why? Because I've never seen the fucking Eagles. Actually, I think I did it. I think I was really fucked up and don't remember it. But regardless, I want to go see the Eagles just because, you know what? I want to go see the Eagles. Not the Philadelphia Eagles, the band, the Eagles. So
okay.
That's my big fuck you.
Nicely.
Fuck you, people. You don't know what the last year has been like to me, people.
There you go. Nice job, Dan.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
You said you had some. Melina said she knew exactly what she was going to say.
No, I knew exactly what you were going to say. I said you were going to say fuck you, Florida. But
I wasn't.
I don't know what I'm going
to say. I love Florida, especially Miami in September.
What really grinds your gears?
Mine?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if you want to go next, you're...
Grind your gears mean like piss you off? Does that mean like bother you?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Everything.
Everything?
Everything bothers you?
I'm salty 24/7.
Okay, so what, think back all think all the way back to this morning, right? You get out of bed,
salty 24/7.
I had the worst fucking day.
Okay, so pick the first thing that really just really pissed you off.
Technology.
Okay, big fuck you to technology, and why is that?
Best Buy put the cherry on top. Okay, so I'm streaming last night. I stream, I'm a cam girl, and my computer starts like turning off. I'm like, oh shit, something's broken. And like, it's a service battery. So I'm like, oh my God, like the battery's dead in my computer or something like that. I'm like plugging into different holes, plugs, and it's not charging. So I'm freaking out. And then I have to wait until like Best Buy opens because I don't live near an Apple store anymore. And I go there and they're like, the battery is fried in your laptop. I'm like, oh shit. Like, you have to get a new one because you didn't get AppleCare. I'm like, I had AppleCare, but I guess it expired. Like, I got, like, the 1 year, and I was supposed to buy 3 years, something like that. So then they convinced me to buy a whole new computer of the one I don't want because you have to special order the one I have.
Okay.
So I buy this damn computer. I get home today. I plug it in, and it says, plug in. Computer running off battery. I'm like, it is plugged in. So I find out that it was my damn charger cord the whole entire time. So all I need is a new charger. So now I have a brand new MacBook that I need to go return tomorrow. And it was just like a whole day of like six. I like was camming until like 6 a.m. And then I was so pissed that I didn't go to bed. You know, I just stayed up waiting like to handle this shit. And then I find out that it was a simple cord.
But that's a happy ending.
It did end okay.
No,
so,
and I knew that it was bullshit. I knew it was bullshit because Best Buy always has no idea what the fuck they're talking about. They like no idea. They bullshit you. So I'm like, don't trust anything this guy says. Don't trust anything this guy says. And then I'm like, okay, it makes sense. It does say service battery. It does. And then I come home and I fucking find out it's the cord. So yeah, okay, I guess it's fuck you to the Best Buy guy. Because technology always does me wrong. But fuck you to the Best Buy guy. Why didn't he think of that?
He's not even a D squad.
Dan, does it sound like user error to you? Because it sounds like user error to me.
Fuck you.
Big fuck you to Jay also.
I don't have another cord. How was I supposed to know? It
Okay.
literally said battery is not charging. Like it kind of.
I
They
don't know.
should
That
mess
sounds
with
like
that.
a cord problem.
They're the professionals. I'm not the professional.
All right. Okay.
Liv.
What you got, Liv?
What you got?
I would
Fuck
have
you
to
for my
say
publicist.
no, fuck flying, because I have to fly to Hawaii tomorrow, and I
Oh,
should be
you.
excited, but I'm way more
Oh,
anxious
life's so
about
hard.
flying.
About, is it your first time on a plane post-COVID, or it just,
No,
but it's just
I
something you
just
don't want to
hate
do?
flying. I'm very terrified of flying.
Okay.
And this is like my first trip outside of I guess it's technically within the country, but it's going to be my first overseas flight.
Right.
So I'm
Well, the
very,
good
very
news
nervous.
is you're not flying to Arkansas or Mississippi or Florida. No, I'm just
Notice
kidding. I'm just kidding.
noticing
I
it's
would
New
never say
Jersey.
that.
I'm waiting for New
I
Jersey.
would never say that. Jersey.
You didn't say Jersey.
I know. I was too busy. I've got other people to pick on.
I want to go to Hawaii, but I just don't want to spend that time on a
I've never
plane.
been to Hawaii, but it's
It's
just
too
such a
long.
long
It's
flight to
such a
Florida.
long flight.
Well, because we got to
That's
fly across the
about it.
country. For you, it's just like, how long of a flight is it from LA?
I think it's only going to be 5 or 6 hours, so it'd be like flying to the
Oh,
East
it's too
Coast.
Right. Yeah. So it would be the same as if we did that, it would be double our usual flight, like out to LA or whatever. Yeah. No, it's pretty
Jay, I
long.
think we should do
Yeah.
Exotica Hawaii. Aloha, motherfuckers.
Aloha. Oh, Danny boy. All right, so
Remember
listen,
that?
I'm gonna give mine. This is not meant to be political in any way, okay? I'm gonna preface this. But as you guys know, or may know, yesterday was our very first as a country Juneteenth, right? So that's like our it's the first time that it's actually the holiday or it's ever been recognized. But the thing that's crazy about it is, again, not being political. But looking at both sides of everything and all of the division that we have in this country and whatever, what's crazy is there were still almost, there was what, like 14 senators that couldn't agree or congressmen that couldn't agree to actually pass this, like to go through. So there's actually people in this country that just like aren't willing to recognize, even the
I have
history of
no
this
idea what we're
country.
talking about. What is
So
Juneteenth?
Fuck those guys. So Juneteenth is, well, it's
It's
now a national
tomorrow.
ho- No, I think they
It's
say,
tomorrow. The
oh,
19th. Tomorrow.
so they say, okay.
It just got voted yesterday.
So it got, that's what it was. Tomorrow it is. And then I think they're moving it for, yeah. So yeah, the 19th. So it's tomorrow. It's basically to commemorate the last day that there was slave ownership in the state of Texas, which was
Oh.
2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed slaves nationwide. So it basically was the last time in this country that like black people could be owned as slaves. And so it's kind of they're kind of claiming back this holiday. And it's been celebrated in Texas for a lot of years, but now it's kind of caught steam, across the country. Again, the problem I have with it is I get that people are divisive and like have other ideas and whatever, but at the end of the day, like if you can't come and think, like I have a friend on Facebook that I follow just because he's a lunatic, and he's like, his claim is that our elected officials just want an extra holiday. They want a day off. And you're like, motherfucker, like seriously, we can disagree about a lot of shit, but at the end of the day, this really isn't something to disagree about. So I'm going to send my big fuck you out to all of 14 people that actually voted against it, throughout the Congress. So there you go. I'm done.
Fuck you, Juneteenth hating motherfuckers.
Yes.
Is that how you would sum that up?
No voting motherfuckers. That's what it is. Yes.
And look at the bright side, Liv. At least you're not flying Spirit Airlines there.
Does Spirit Airlines really go to Hawaii? Do they even go to Hawaii? Like, I mean,
do they have a plane that can make it that far?
The worst.
They are the worst.
All right.
Anyway, so thank you both for joining us. We hope we didn't, you know, annoy you too much.
Melina, will you come back a third time?
Everybody, by the way, make sure you come check back out twice? Liv's.
Okay. That'd be hilarious. Sure, okay.
Liv's latest DVDs. Girlfriend Films, Secret Lesbian Diaries 10. Your latest scene is Perv City's It's Raining Come on Daddy Groupie.
It's Raining Come on Daddy Groupie.
And look for a new scene.
Dan, are you into daddy porn?
Because... very soon. Always check out your OnlyFans, and this is where everybody can find Liv online. You got it there, Jay?
Oh, wait. Yes. Sorry, I was...
Oh, my God. Just... He had one job. One job, ladies.
There we go.
Check it out. LivRevamp.com, right? And Bish is back. Oh, I just got it now. Yep. We lost our Instagram.
Do you name your Instagram different from your name now so that people, so that you don't get deleted? Is that like, I heard that was the new thing now.
Yes.
So how should we do Exotica? Spell it backwards, Jay?
No, do it like.
Acetoxy?
Porcupine.
Acetoxy.
You know, butt cheeks.
No, do it backwards. Acetoxy.
Dan, you're a smart guy.
I am.
You're smart in your old age. Yeah, it's one of the two.
I am. Oh, I used to be smarter before JB gave me a bunch of edibles.
I used to not be gray. So, anyways.
Check out her OnlyFans. It's the best place to talk to you. Thank you for joining us here. And Melina, remind everybody where they can find you online. Let's see.
MelinaKane.com. There we are. And all those millions of options.
She wants the
Diesel M. Is that you?
Wow, that's not mine. Wants a diesel, but not she wants a diesel M. And that's like my backup account for like.
Oh, okay, know what that is? That's somebody hitting a fucking extra key by accident.
God damn it, Ted.
Who did that?
Just kidding. It was me.
It was
I'll
you?
Take the fall for it.
No, that's totally just a backup one.
But you,
don't listen to them. Just go to Melina Kane. Yeah.
Check out Melina too. She's on Cam, on our newest hopeful sponsors, Cam Soda, because Melina's going to tell them what great people we are, and she that's needs true. To come to Exotica to that hang out. True. But you are the queen of Cam Soda. You can find everybody. Can find you at OnlyFans.com/MelinaKane. Subscribe to your OnlyFans for the best exclusive content, and check out her badass F-350.
That's right.
What color is it, Jay? Let's see if Jay was paying attention. What color is it? No, it is not, Jay. It is purple. Gold and shades
yellow.
Of gold.
Shades sky of gold. Blue pink.
Shades of gold, right?
Magenta.
It's brown.
Shades of gold.
It's brown. It's brown. It's
brown. Brown and shades of gold. Brown is a shade of gold. He's a dick.
Oh, he's a dick. Dan.
A dick. But hey, guys, check us out. Exotica. July 6th through 18th in Chicago. Tickets are on sale now.
All right.
Yes. Maybe Melina's going to come to Miami. Miami, what? Florida, Melina.
Yeah, she's coming.
She's coming to Miami, Florida. So you can check out Melina in Exotica,
you know,
Miami, Florida.
That by signing up for Exotica TV, you were guaranteeing that you would be at Exotica's.
Liv, which show are you going to want to come to?
Yeah, come on, take your pick.
Pick a show.
If I do decide to go to one, I'll probably go to the New Jersey one.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, flood her inbox.
Flood her inbox. Let her know. December 3rd through 5th, we're in D.C., our first year. Just outside the nation's capital.
Tell her that Jay and Dan sent you.
Tell her Large Marge sent you.
Yes, tell her Large Marge sent you.
I miss. By the way, the guy that played the little fucking gypsy guy or whatever died.
Okay, Dan, where are you going with this?
Check us out there. Hey, guys, if you come to the show, buy a ticket. You don't even have to go to Venmo and PayPal and donate money to us for our little stupid show.
Yeah, we're over this.
We're over this shit.
That's done. We're done with your PayPal Venmo shit. Just come buy a ticket.
We should start a petition, by the way, to bring back Vivid Radio just so we can say poop on Sirius XM.
No, we're taking over Vivid Radio. Vivid Radio is no more. Ladies, hit us up. We're ready.
Jesus. There he goes with his stupidity again. But thank you so much. Hopefully we didn't annoy you too much. I know, Melina, you're salty 24/7, so...
Yeah, no, she had a lot of shit stored up between the last show and today. So
I think she secretly enjoys her time here.
I hope she got it off her chest. Wait until her third appearance. She's going to burn this motherfucker down.
At Exotica Miami, she's going to walk up to you, Jay, and she's just going to slap you.
Nut punch. Like, right there.
She's going to roll up in her fucking brown.
She's probably going to drive over me in her pink van.
Her little red Corvette. Liv, hopefully we'll see you in Jersey.
Liv, it was great to meet you.
I know. We got to have you back on here sometime, too. We're actually fun. Actually, no, we're gonna hook you up.
I'm
gonna
hook you up with Dan. Dan sucks. He's like,
where's the dog though? Last time we got to see the dog.
Oh my god, I can't take that dog anymore. That
my dog?
Yeah, dog. D A W G.
The only reason why we keep you on here, Dan, is so we can see your dog.
I know, she's cool. She's, I don't know where the fuck she is.
Don't make him do it. He's gonna make. He's gonna make him stay here even longer. We just let him end it. Just let him end it.
We gotta. We. I think she's outside. Jay, we gotta hook up Liv with Poe.
Okay.
We should do this show real quick. Wake and
bake. Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
We'll
here
talk
we
about
go.
Another time, but we're out of here, guys. Everybody, buy your tickets. ExoticaExpo.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Until the meantime, stay safe,
stay sexy, everybody, and until next week, enjoy your happy ending.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!